Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
Where would you be without your friends, guys? I mean, really. And with that in mind, it is time for...
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Because I do have friends, but only on a Friday. And this week, my friend is influencer, entrepreneur, and most importantly... total messer. Claire Balding, good morning. How's it going?
How are you, Jen? I'm laughing at my introduction there. How are you keeping?
It's getting longer and longer by the day.
Oh, come here. I'm just like a bag of tricks. I do a bit of everything.
Really. You don't stop. I'm good. Listen, come here to me. Yesterday we were talking about how people voted for Michael D as their ideal dinner guest. So go on. Who's yours going to be?
I think it would have to be Mr. Donald Trump, especially this week, especially over the past number of weeks, past couple of years. He's just a gift that keeps on giving for like all the wrong reasons. But I just think he'd be like fascinating. Do you know that kind of mad uncle that like you bring, you're polite to, you feed them a bit of wine and you just all kind of sit around the table, jaw on the ground and just stare and enjoy. I think Donald now would bring a bit of that, you know, and I just find him I just think he's one of the most fascinating characters who has ever walked this earth, you know. This week he just keeps on amazing us, you know. But definitely, I think, to be honest, I think Michael D. Higgins would be a bit boring compared to Donald, absolutely. But I would say it would have to be Mr. Trump.
Okay. Did you know Michael D. Higgins is a teetotaler?
Oh, he can't come then. Well, okay. I'll drink his wine. That's
okay.
Fine. That's okay.
And then you'll be the person everybody will sit around with their jaw on the floor watching. The madness unfold. But Claire, like the American people, you can't get rid of Donald Trump. Like at parties, like you'd never get rid of him. And we were talking about this. We all have our little ways of getting rid of people in our house. I get the Dyson out when I want people to leave. But what do you do?
What do I do? I fall asleep. I fall asleep.
You're one of those.
It works. Yeah, I'm one of those. And Ian, my husband's always like, well done. You know, when they leave and I'm like, oh, I wasn't joking there. I was full blown drooling. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it depends. Either I have fallen asleep though sometimes and they're still there like 3 hours later. Do you know what I mean? My brother's a bit of one of those. He just can't go home. But yeah, I'm one of those. I will fall asleep. Sometimes it's accidental. Sometimes it's intentional. Depends who it kind of is. But or if it's my family, I start singing. My mom can't. She's like, right, come on, get your coat. She can't stand it. Like I'll start to get really deeply involved in the Disney songs and she'll be absolutely out the door running. Do you know what I mean? But it works and it doesn't. Do you know?
Claire, so she's like, the only mother I've ever heard that doesn't like the sound of their own child singing.
No, that's how bad it is, Jen. I think it's my choice of song. Do you know what I mean? It's either really rebel-esque or it's full-blown Disney or Phantom of the Opera. There's no like, she's just like, Claire, stop, please.
What a and contrast.
Oh, I know. I'm eclectic. She'd be like, you love the sound of your own voice. It's that. It's the mother can't letting you be good at anything. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
Amazing. She's like, go asleep, Claire. Go asleep.
Yeah.
Okay. And this morning we've been, I don't know how we started talking about this. I think it was something we saw in the paper, but we've been asking the weirdest place to take away. Now, what about yourself? Because everyone has done it. Where's the weirdest place? Or do you have a few?
I have a few. Yeah, I have a few, I have to say. I probably my most, and I've spoken about it on Instagram before, my most famous time I ever weed was I was on the phone to another top influencer who will remain nameless. We're having a couple of gins and she was telling me how to grow my following and all this kind of stuff. Surpassed her, Jen. Just to note that. Surpassed
her. Go you.
Anyway, we were on the phone and I had to keep on hanging up. I was like, come here, listen, I have to go to the loo. You're going to have to forgive me. So I rang her back about 3 times. And the last time I was like, this is getting out of hand. Now, Claire, she hasn't gone to the loo once. Like relax. Like, so I just brought over the linen basket. Made a little nest. Tiny little nest. And just went for it. And she was none the wiser. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that. It's the radio. I can't believe I said that.
Well, listen, it's going to get washed anyway.
That's what I thought. People were disgusted, but I was like, I'm about to throw it in the wash, like relax.
Exactly. But, and she wouldn't have heard it as well because it's all soft, cushiony.
Yeah, that's it. There was no splashback or anything.
Exactly. That's genius.
Yeah, try it.
Claire, I had a woman on, her name is Orlin. She was telling me a top secret in her family about her auntie, and I'm just gonna tell you, I promise I wouldn't tell anybody, but she set her auntie weed in the car in a Pringles box.
I admire the aim. Oh my God. Well, Pringles box is quite wide, isn't it? But she...
Still.
She must have been standing up, kind of. Oh my God. Well done.
And
well
she would have had to put it really close. I just hope they were in salt and vinegar. Do you know what I mean? Because that is not good. And what about your family and friends? Have they done any mad weeing in public that you witnessed or...
Loads of stories, unfortunately. Loads. I actually remember this is awful, but my father-in-law. Now I can't. I'm only going to tell you this as well. Don't tell anybody.
I won't
this
tell anyone.
But my father-in-law was coming home from. I don't know where he was coming home from, but he's on Griffith Avenue anyway, one of the obviously busiest roads in Dublin, no matter what time the day or night it was. But it's about 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Airport traffic lining up anyway. So he started to kind of jog. He was in a hurry. He started to jog, and didn't make it around Fair around Marino Church. There, hopped up on a bin and did a poo.
What?
In a bin. And he's quite a, like, he's not a he's quite small man, like he wouldn't be kind of long, you know. So my mother-in-law had to give him a little boost up to the bin, so you could just imagine like on your way to the holidays, on the way to the airport, those days are gone, on the way and seeing a man pooing on a bin. That's the career. Sometimes you just have to do it. Sometimes
your
you have
father-in-law
to go for it.
Is the reason tourism is on the floor. It's not the pandemic. It's because all these Americans and Spanish people have witnessed that.
I know. But God love the poor Dublin City Council guy that had to come along. Oh, God. I'm sure they found all sorts in bin. At least he did it in the bin.
At least he did it in the bin. Exactly.
He's a decent man.
I'm getting loads of texts in after that. Someone texts me saying, I was having a great conversation with a girl in a bar once and I didn't want to end it. So I casually put the glass, pint glass, under the table, weed in it and put it down on the floor and kept on chatting.
Oh my God, that's skillful though as well. I hope they've gotten married now. That's a story and a half. That's
and
brilliant.
It just proves that men actually can multitask. God's sake. Now, we were talking about insects and, you know, the amount of listeners that got in touch on Wednesday about insects attacking them or legging it out of a bunch of bananas. It just nearly killed me. It floored me. Have you had any run-ins with insects?
No, I don't. I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of them, but I would be like I talked to you before about our pet hedgehog. Our hedgehog loves like little kind of critters, so we have to give them. So Elliot, my son, goes out digging, and then we bring them in, and oh my God, they die. It's awful. But no, if I saw a tarantula legging it, I'd burn the house down. Do you know what I mean? That would be the end of me now. But our hedgehog loves the little kind of critters and stuff, and you can buy like dried crickets and worms and all that kind of stuff from. So I know it's horrible. I think I'm okay with them, but if I saw, even give me the creeps, I think one's on my leg now. And that kind of way I get into that mindset. But I'd burn the house down.
What about bigger animals? Any run-ins with bigger animals? Are you okay there?
I'm okay. As I said, the hedgehog, I mean, I remember one time my dad, it was back in, God, I was about 10, and my dad was at a Christmas party, and it was back in the days where there's no mobile phones, you know what I mean? So my mom had to ring the hotel he was in at his Christmas party. He had to come home. Basically, she was getting the cling film out from the top of her wine, you know, she had enough of the wine at that stage. When she went underneath the sink where the cling film was, she saw a rat, which she thought was a rat. So she ran up the stairs, locked us all in the same room, rang my dad. My dad had to come home, obviously, and get rid of this rat. So my dad came home, poor rat was obviously stuck underneath there. So my dad gave it a wallop over the head, put it outside the door, went to bed, didn't think about it. Next morning he woke up and went outside to dispose of the rat, and it was feckin' next door neighbor's like pet guinea pig.
Did they ever forgive you?
I don't know if they told the kids that like awful Mr. Fulham up the road, you know what I mean, murdered your guinea. Well, they know now whether they murdered a guinea pig, but it was a travesty. And my poor dad was like really upset about it, obviously, because, do you know what I mean? Like, he was so sad about it, but like, we won't let him forget it. Absolutely not. Aww. Like, terrible.
He was trying to save his family from the rat. Listen, thanks so much for being Jen's friend today. But come here, how's business going?
It's going really well, thank God. Yeah, Trua is the name of our company. Yeah, we literally moved into our little offices there about 3 weeks ago. And we're lucky enough, like yourselves, to be able to keep working because we're an online business. Do you know what I mean? So we're really, really, really lucky. And I think, as mad as it sounds, and I almost feel guilty about it a little bit, that I think the pandemic has slightly helped us in some ways. And I think that people are trying to invest in their hair, and it's time that they're kind of getting to grips with it and stuff at the moment, you know. So we're doing really well, thank God. We have an employee now. It's brilliant.
Whoa. Amy. Amy. No, shout out to Amy. Yeah. So it's Trua, T-R-U-A hair. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah,
so people go and check it out at Trua Hair. Claire, you're an absolute legend. Fair play for absolutely landing your whole family in it today. And I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Jen.
Oh,
see you
Claire,
later.
Claire, before you go, listen, you were saying you were bopping along to some of the theme tunes Lottie brought us.
Yes.
I have to ask you. Yeah. Is that the one for you, California Dreams?
Oh, Sweet Valley High. Do you remember Sweet Valley High?
My producer just sent it in to me because was that the programme with the ridiculously attractive twins?
Oh my God, yeah. I loved them. The blonde twins, yeah.
Well, listen, this is for you. Thanks, Claire. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.